Hello?
Hey, Curtis, how you doing, brother? It's Mario.
Hey, what's going on, brother?
¿Cómo estás, man?
You good, good. Sorry, bro. I had just left my team. They're on a project right now. That's why I couldn't answer the call.
It's all good, brother. It's all good. Don't worry about it, man. Hey, Chris, I do have Nikki, who is one of the IT persons. She's with our operations team. She is on the other line. You know, she's the person that's going to do the onboarding for you. Is this a good time, brother?
Yeah, okay. before I head out, bro, man, I don't have
to. Yeah, I know. You told me you're heading out to Catalina, so hopefully, hopefully we can help you before you do that. I'm going to leave you with her. If you lo puedes completar hoy, bro, nomás le dices, and then we'll reschedule it for Monday. But hopefully you're able to complete it today.
Okay, for sure.
Okay. All right. Again, thank you very much, Chris. Ya sabes, anything, aquí estamos. And Nikki, thank you as well. I'll go ahead and leave you here with Chris.
Gotcha. Thanks, Mario.
You're welcome. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. Hi, Chris. This is Nikki from Local Splash. How are you doing?
Hi. Good morning. I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for asking. It's a Friday, so looking forward to the weekend. Hi. All right. Finally, right? So thank you so much for being with Local Splash. The call will take around 40 to 45 minutes. I think now is still the best time, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So this call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance and training purposes. But first of all, Chris, I want to thank you for having Local Splash as your digital growth partner. So I'll go through today's interview as I collect key insights about your business, your services, differentiators, and goals so our team can drive the highest return for your investment. So first, I will verify your business details. Second, we will define the real revenue opportunities, the services and keywords that matter. And lastly, I will explain the Google Business Profile verification steps and outline our next actions together. And if ever you have any questions or clarifications, please do not hesitate to call me up and ask me, because I want to make sure that we will be able to set up your account perfectly with me, okay?
Okay.
All right. So let me just have it here. Oh, I see that you already signed the terms and conditions and you're done setting up the security question with Mario. So I'm going to go ahead now and proceed with verifying your business details to ensure accuracy. If you hear anything that is inaccurate, please let me know so I can do the necessary changes.
Okay.
All right. And just pull it up. So I got it here, Chris. Your business name is called More Than Windows, correct?
Yes, it's More Than Windows Corp.
Oh, More Than Windows Corp, C-O-R-P.
Yes.
Okay, let me just go ahead and check up here. Change it. I will change it. More Than Windows Corp. And the address I have on here, that's 2259 Griffin Avenue, Los Angeles, California, 90031.
Correct.
All right. And is this a home address or an office location?
This is a home address.
Home address, I see. Are you licensed, insured, or have a business registration?
Yes, I have licensed and insured.
Amazing. Will you be able to read to me your license number and expiration date? Just let me know if it's not handy.
I'm sorry?
Will you be able to provide me your license number and expiration date?
I'll be honest with you. I haven't been able to get onto my, I did everything through LegalZoom, and I haven't been able to get onto LegalZoom. I got locked out, and I've been waiting for my, for them to reset my password, and I've been waiting for like a week already, and they're just taking forever.
It's okay. I'll look here then. Let's just see. I'll see if it's not handy for now. I just note that. Okay. And I just want to make sure, can you receive mail at this address?
Yes, I can.
Okay. All right. And Google has a rewards verified addresses with better local rank. Are you open to publicly display your home address? Google has a rewards verified addresses with better local rankings.
Can you repeat that? I'm sorry.
All right. So, are you open to publicly displaying your home address? Like, are you okay to share your address online, or do you want to hide your address? Google have the rewards verified addresses with better local rankings.
No. Can we hide the address?
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and hide it for you. And later in the call, I want to make sure you can receive mail at this address, right?
Yes, I can.
Okay. And later in the call, Chris, I will be providing you with a call tracking number that your leads will contact you on. But for communications with local Splash, can we still reach you on the primary phone number? That would be the 323-961-4479.
Correct.
Okay. And I just want to make sure that I got your correct email address, and that's morethanwindows1@gmail.com.
Correct.
Okay. Have it here. And do you already have a business website?
Yes, I do.
Oh, I see that you do. Okay. Let me just clarify if I get it correctly. That's morethanwindowscorp.net, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And that leads me to my next question for you, Chris. Would you like us to go ahead and promote your website as is, or do you want us to create any design that can maximize your book jobs?
No, I would like to put my website.
Okay, we'll just go ahead and promote it as is then. All right, not a problem. And since we'll be promoting your website as is, let's talk about your call tracking number. So we will set up your call tracking number, which is included to follow Google's best practices for growth. So we provide a unique local number that redirects instantly to your main line, so your daily workflow stays exactly the same. This tool tracks every lead and filters out spam, giving us the insights needed to see which services are driving your revenue. You can easily access these call reports directly in the local Splash app using your primary phone number as your username. Okay, so let me just pull up the phone number that my team set up for you, and let me know if you're okay with this call tracking number so we can finalize this, Chris, okay?
Okay.
All right. Let me just pull up the call tracking number that they set up for you. Okay. So we are going to promote you with this number, but all the calls will still go directly to your number that ends with 4479, okay?
Okay.
I see they do have this. Oh, okay. Let me clarify it with them. Since they don't have the 323 for the area code. So they haven't got one yet.
That's fine. Any if it's not 323, it's totally fine.
Yeah. So let me clarify to them. So we'll try to have the 323 for you. Okay. Let me check it if they do have the 323 here. Oh, they also don't have that. Maybe we'll try the 310. Okay. Okay, for the 310, we do have the 310-731-4935. Are you okay with that phone number?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Well, anyways, I will do a test call to this call track number. Oh, let me see. I will do a test call to this call track number to make sure that it works perfectly fine, okay?
Okay.
So let me just verify that number. And since we will be promoting your website as is, Chris, to maximize your return on investment, you need to update your website to display your new tracking number, keeping your listings and online presence in sync. Okay?
Okay.
Alrighty. And also, would you like to elevate your customer's first impression of your business with a professional voice reading? We do have a one-time fee of $19, and we'll record and implement a brand-quality greeting on your calls. You can request updates to your greeting at any time. So before you hear a ring on your end, your potential customers will hear this. Hi, thank you for calling More Than Windows Corp. We look forward to serving you. Please press 1 if you are a new customer or press 2 if you are an existing customer. So the $19 one-time payment would be for the professional recording. We can use the sample provided, or if you would like to have your own message to be recorded, then our team can record it for you. Are you interested in adding this to your subscription?
Can I add it like later on if I wanted to, or is it just this one time?
Yep, you can add it later on for the one-time fee of $19. You can add it anytime if you want to add it right now.
Okay, yeah, can we add it? I'll add it later on. I just want to see how first it works without it.
Gotcha. All right, not a problem. It still works. You will still hear the recording, but it's not going to sound professional. The $19 one-time payment will sound, it will be, let me see, without the $19 one-time payment, you still hear that message, but it kind of sounds like robotic, but the $19 sounds professional. So, just to give you an idea, okay? Yep, but then again, you can always add this anytime. All right. And I see, since you do have your domain name, are you familiar with Google Workspace?
No.
Okay. So Google Workspace, Chris, allows you to run your professional email, calendar, and documents in your own domain. So you already have the domain name that is morethanwindowscorp.net. And with Google Workspace, you can have an email that would match your domain for instant readability. For example, you can have an email that says chris@morethanwindowscorp.net or info@morethanwindowscorp.net. So that would build immediate trust to prospects and enables your team to stay organized with cloud storage, secure file sharing, and collaborative tools. We do have a starting price of $19 per month per user. And if you would like to add that to your growth toolkit, you can always add this anytime, okay?
Okay.
All right. And let me just note that here. We're now going to identify your most valuable service keywords. So these are the terms that will connect you with ideal clients looking to hire now. So my research here shows that you do provide pressure washing services. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So what is the number one service that you want to win? Like which services are most profitable and which jobs do you want more of?
Window washing, for sure.
You want to do window washing. Okay. But let me clarify it with you, Chris. Do you want it to be found first with a keyword window washing or pressure washing services?
Window washing.
Window washing. Okay. Let me try to pull up the best keywords for you under window washing. Okay. Let's do window washing. But you also do pressure washing, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay. But the most profitable is the window washing.
Yeah, I guess like window washing and solar panels.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and solar panels.
Yes.
For solar panels, is it insulation?
No, it's solar panel cleaning.
Cleaning, okay. Let me add it next to it. All right. I've actually pulled up the top performing industry keywords for you under pressure washing and window washing. So let me see. You do provide pressure washing services, so I can read the keywords. Let me know, Chris, if you want to add or change any, because we optimize for all relevant service, but your main focus shapes your ranking and budget priorities. You will get an email with your personalized keyword strategy. Just reply if you want to make updates, okay?
Okay.
All right, so I'm adding it here. I have it here. Just tell me if there's anything that you want me to take out from the list. So I do have pressure washing services. We have power washing services. We have house washing services, deck pressure washing. We have driveway pressure washing, concrete pressure washing, patio pressure washing, roof pressure washing, gutter cleaning services, and exterior surface cleaning, and we do have soft washing services. Are you okay with all those keywords?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And since you mentioned about window washing, are we also going to add window cleaning and window washing service?
Yes.
Okay. How about, do you also do high-rise window cleaning?
Yes, I do.
Okay, high-rise window cleaning, how about storefront window cleaning, interior window cleaning, exterior window cleaning, skylight
yes.
cleaning, screen cleaning, we have water-fed full window cleaning, and
yes.
pressure window cleaning.
Not the pressure window cleaning.
Okay, I'll check it out. Okay. We also do hard water stain removal and
yes.
window and gutter cleaning.
Yes.
Okay, let me add that. Are there any other services related to your business that I have not mentioned that you would like to add?
No, I think you have got all of them.
Okay. Well, anyways, Chris, you will still receive an email with all the keywords that we just went over. So if you want to go ahead and change any keywords from the list, or if you want to add more, you can reply to my email so that we can make the proper adjustments, okay?
Okay.
All right. So now, just a few quick questions so we can differentiate your brand and fuel your digital marketing strategy. So my question for you is, can you tell me anything unique about your business or anything that sets you apart from your competitors?
I got a hardworking team, reliable. They don't take shortcuts. They are always, like open to new ideas, and if you know, always into customer satisfaction. And we always try to build a relationship with the customer, make them feel like we're taking care of them, and we go beyond a little bit more than we're supposed to.
So you do go above and beyond?
Yes.
Amazing. So that means to say your customer service is top tier, right?
Yes.
Okay, sounds good.
Definitely.
And I may add, do you offer free estimates?
Yes, I do.
Amazing. Is this a family-owned business?
Yes, it is.
Is this locally owned and operated?
I'm sorry?
Is this locally owned and operated?
What does that mean?
Like, do you own this? Like, for example, let's say, was this operated locally and owned here in Los Angeles? California,
oh, yes.
The business itself?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good. I'm going to add those descriptions because that is very helpful for the business around your area, okay?
Okay.
All right. This is a good start. And do you have a mission statement? Let me check your website.
I believe we do.
Okay. So it says our commitment to excellence. All right. Are we going to use the same?
Yes.
Okay, so you do have over 10 years of experience. You pride yourself in a commitment to customer satisfaction. So our team is dedicated to providing reliable and thorough cleaning services that greatly enhance the appearance and longevity of your property. All right, this is good. And do you have a tagline or slogan?
Yes, we do. I believe it's transforming your property. Something like that. It's in my website.
It's okay. That's transform your property with expert services?
Yes.
Okay. Let's have this as a tagline. And how many years have you been in business?
Well, I've been doing this for 10 years, but business-wise, like, the corporation opened up this year, but I was running a DBA also, so I don't know if that counts.
Okay. I'm noting it here. The business started 2026, but you do have 10 years of experience, correct?
Yeah, yes.
Okay. For your DBA, you started this year?
No, the DBA, we started it like 2 years ago.
Oh, okay. DBA, that's 2024, right?
Yes.
But you started the operation just this year?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, like fully licensed, insured, and everything was like this year. Because I guess DBA has different regulations than a corporation. And I had to, when I transitioned, I had to learn all the new rules, the new insurances I need, and all that stuff.
Gotcha. For safety purposes, I just have 2026 as when your business started, but I'm noting that you do have the 10 years of experience, okay?
Yes, that sounds good.
All right. Mm-hmm. And how many people work with your company?
Seven.
Seven. You got a good number. And do you work with residential, commercial, or both?
Both.
Amazing. And I just want to clarify, Chris, that I got here, you're correct, hours of operation. So it says from Monday through Fridays, you do 8 to 5.
Yes.
How about Saturdays and Sundays? Are you closed or do you do by appointments?
We are closed. We try to dedicate the weekends to our families. Because we do work. Yeah, we tend to work a lot, especially commercial. Sometimes the guys run early, like they're running at 5 a.m., 6 a.m. So, you know, we try to cooperate and, like, give them that time with their family.
Nice. What a balance. Okay. I'll note it here. They close on weekends. And what types of payment do you accept?
So we accept checks, cash, Zelle, Apple Pay, Venmo, and I think PayPal also.
Okay. So you do and checks, cash. Mm-hmm.
And the ACH transaction?
Yeah, ACH. Yep. Yeah. Okay. You do ACH, checks, cash, Zelle, Apple Pay, Venmo, and PayPal. All right. Okay. So now that we have your business information, Chris, you do have two options. So the first option is we will optimize your presence for quality leads from chat channels like Google, Facebook, and Yelp for no extra cost. And that is the best option that we offer. The second option is we can list your company on an expanded set of 100-plus directories, but I don't recommend you that option, Chris, because having listing your business on 100 directories is not helpful because you will appear everywhere, but not always to the right audience. So that will open you to spam calls and waste your time.
Okay.
All right. So do you want to work with the first option?
Yes.
Gotcha. So now let's cover your Google Business Profile, your key assets for booking high-value jobs. So I see here that your business is located in Los Angeles, California. So for this, Chris, which service areas or specific cities or zip codes would you like to dominate? Again, I would love to give my suggestion because I wanted you to have a better ranking on your Google Business Profile. And for you to have a better ranking, it is very helpful if you focus on a maximum of 5 cities or 5 zip codes that is under 2 hours driving distance of your base. Do you think we could work on that?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Can you provide me your 5 cities or 5 zip codes that you would like to dominate?
Yes. So it will be Redondo, which would be like the South Bay area, Redondo, Santa Monica, Venice, and then also like the West Side, which is like Beverly Hills, West LA, West Hollywood, and then like Century City, and then also like kind of going towards like, I guess you could say south, which would be like South Pasadena, Pasadena, Monrovia, like those areas. Because I know for me being in the industry for this period of time, I know like those are the areas that are like more, I guess, more wealthier, and they like the revenue is a little bit higher right there.
Gotcha. So you actually provided me 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. We can work with this.
Okay.
Okay.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. All right. And do you know if you have an existing Google Business Profile?
Oh, that I wouldn't know.
Okay. Actually, I do see that you have an existing Google Business Profile. You're not aware that you already have an existing one?
Maybe my manager might, because she does all that stuff. She does all the like marketing and finances and stuff like that. So she's the one that actually built the website too. So she probably knows about the Google profile.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Yep, I actually see it here with your phone number on it, the 4479-961-4479. Okay, so this is your Google Business profile. And so that means to say you don't have access to your Google Business profile?
She might have access, okay. But I don't, I personally don't handle none of the, like all of that stuff, like all of the office stuff, I leave it to the office people because I am a field tech, so I'm always out on the field and, you know, answering phone calls, doing the estimates, doing the pricing. They handle all the financial stuff, all the, like, advertising and stuff like that.
Gotcha. All right, not a problem. So how about this? Actually, Chris, if you do have an existing Google Business profile, we will need you to add that as manager to your Google Business profile so we can optimize, okay? We don't suggest creating a new one because having more than one Google Business profile is not helpful for you. So how about this? Since you're not sure if you do have access to this, I'm going to send you an email on how to add this as manager to your Google Business profile, and can you have your team, your office people to check the email and add us through the email that I sent you?
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay, sounds good. So let me just send it to you real quick. I'm sending you an email that says, important, please add us to your Google Business profile. It's actually very easy. You just have to go to the link that I sent. You can go to the second option on the email, because the first link is going to be through the dashboard where your account will be associated. And if you or if your people have a hard time doing this, you can always give us a call so I can assist, or anyone from my team can assist you in adding us as manager, okay?
Okay.
All right. And also, I think you received an email. Let me check if Mario sent you that email. Okay. So Mario sent you an email yesterday that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. So please provide us pictures of the following as soon as possible: your tools or equipment, your work vehicle with license plate, your business license or insurance, your business card, business registration, invoice, and workplace. So to provide us with the required documents, you can either reply directly to the email or fill out the form included in the email, and we'll be following up with Google and let you know if anything else is needed. Okay?
Okay.
Alrighty. And also, Chris, one growth feature that we offer is the weekly Google profile post to keep you front and center in local search. You will be able to preview and update this anytime in your dashboard. So, would you like us to activate this for your business for no extra cost?
Sorry, what was it again?
Yep. So in your Google Business profile, Chris, there's one growth feature that we offer. So we do weekly posts for you. So the weekly post will keep you front and center in local search on the Google page. Okay, and you will be able to preview and update this anytime in your dashboard. That means to say, if you don't like what we do on a weekly basis on your Google Business profile, you can always add it or delete it through your dashboard.
Okay, right. And you said it's no cost?
Yep, no extra cost for this. I wanted you to maximize what we offer, especially that this is very helpful when it comes to your optimization of the Google Business profile, okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. And let's talk about Yelp now. Do you currently have a Yelp page?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Let me see. Let me try to check if I do see an existing Yelp for you. More than Windows. Oh, I see a Yelp page, but I'm not sure if this is yours. Let me check the phone number. Oh, this is your phone number. So I think your manager also created you a Yelp page.
Awesome. Yeah. Okay. Like I said, I don't know what they run.
Okay. Well, anyways, if you do have a Yelp page, we advise you keep managing your team, keep on managing your current reviews and content directly. But if you would like it to be optimized, we will need admin access. Would you like our team to optimize your Yelp profile for a better lead flow?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Okay. So I'm going to send you another email, and you can check it with your team on the office, okay?
Okay.
All right. So let me just send it to you that says, how to add us as Yelp admin to your existing Yelp page. And I really do hope, Chris, that your team will also be able to do this as soon as possible so we can work on a correct timeline on your account, okay? We want to make sure that you see your results. All right. And let's talk about your Facebook business page now. Let me check. Do you currently have your Facebook business page?
No, I don't.
Okay. So for this, if you don't have your Facebook business page, Chris, having or creating your business Facebook page is a required first step for Facebook ads and foundational digital marketing. You just need to set up a basic page, just add the business name and the category, and we'll be sending you easy instructions. Because I see that you have Facebook ads as part of your package, correct?
Yes.
Yep, so we'll be running ads for you, and since we'll be running ads, you really need to have your Facebook business page, and we highly suggest that you create your Facebook business page yourself so you will have the full ownership, okay?
Okay.
All right, will you be able to create one?
Yes.
All right, sounds good. So let me just go ahead and send you another email, so it will also set as a reminder, okay?
All right.
That email should say creating your Facebook business page. You will actually receive quite a lot of emails from me. Okay, but you don't have to worry, Chris. This is only for the setup. Once everything is up and running, we're going to do everything here in our back end, okay?
Okay.
All right. And now let's talk about your Facebook ads. Your Facebook ads is included in your strategy. Would you like to send specific images or messaging for your Facebook ad campaign, or would you like to have our creative team to handle this for you?
You guys can handle it.
Okay, so let's have the creative team handle this. All right. And there's really three, but let me clarify. Do you have a lot of photos that you can send?
Yeah, we try to take a lot of photos, and I always ask the guys to take photos before and afters.
Amazing. That is very helpful. So if you do have a lot of photos, please send it to us or upload them to your dashboard so our team can use it for the optimization. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And also for the Facebook ads, you can use that. And there's three lead response method for the Facebook ads. You can only choose one. Okay, so we do have the form fill, calls, and Facebook Messenger. So with Facebook form fill, Chris, your potential customers will fill in a form on your Facebook ad. The information will be sent to you via email and SMS in real time, and we recommend reaching out to the potential customers as soon as possible, and these leads will also be accessible on your client dashboard under the Leads tab. The other options are calls. So with calls selected, you will receive an instant call from your potential customers when they click and complete the process to call you directly from your Facebook ad. So the number of calls will show on your client dashboard under the Facebook ads tab, but unfortunately, Facebook does not provide any further information about the caller. So when someone presses the call button in the ad, the dial pad in the user's phone will ask them to confirm that they want to proceed with making the call. But some users don't follow through after clicking the call button in the ad, but this may still show as a call result. And the last option, Chris, is the Facebook Messenger. So if you want to do Facebook Messenger, you have to ensure that you have downloaded the Messenger app. This is a great way to get your responses faster and to interact with your customers as they message you directly through your Facebook ad. So the messages will come automatically to your Messenger app, which will be a great way to ensure that you never miss out on any business or service request. But you have to reply to these messages within 24 hours per Facebook's policy. So, which option do you prefer? Or do you want to hear our recommendation?
Yes, what do you recommend?
Okay, so we actually highly recommend using the form fill because the form fill, Chris, will give you better tracking and better quality leads. So that means to say it will also ensure that you will not miss any opportunities because you will receive an email and SMS in real time once they fill in the form, correct? And also, most of our clients running successful campaigns are using the form fill. so, which one would you like to use?
I'll try the form fill.
Let's work with the form fill. All right. And I do see that you don't have Google Ads in your subscription. Will Google Ads allow you to dominate page search results, putting your business at the top of Google, exactly when and where prospects look for your services? So you only pay for true demand when someone clicks. And investing here can quickly accelerate book jobs and revenue. If you would be interested in getting started, we do have a $300 campaign to maximize results, and you can always add this anytime. Okay? And if ever you'd be interested one day, you can give us a call or give Mario a call to discuss the product. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And our team is available Monday through Friday, that is 7 a.m. to 4 Pacific. Is there a specific day or window that works best for you for check-ins, or can we call you anytime if we have concerns?
I believe maybe in the afternoon would be best.
Okay. 1 p.m.?
I'm sorry?
What time would it be in the afternoon? Starting from 1 p.m.? Can we call you 1 p.m. to 4?
Yeah, like 1 p.m. to 4.
Okay. I'll note it here then. You don't want it to be cold in the morning, right? Just 1
p.m. Yeah, no, mornings are always a rush for us.
Okay. Let me just let them know. So if my team are going to need something from you, no calls in the morning. Okay. All right, and let me see. Do you have a logo? Let me just check your website real quick. Okay, so you do have this logo, right? The blue, like, diamond, two diamond?
Yes.
Okay. Can you send us your logo so we can use it for the marketing campaign?
Yeah, would you guys be able to create, like, a new logo or a better logo?
Oh, okay. Would you like our team to create a new logo for you?
Yeah, does it cost anything?
No extra cost for that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that'd be great. I want to see what kind of, like, what you guys can create.
Gotcha. So I will ask them to have a branded logo created for you. All right. And if ever there's any changes that you would like on your logo, just let us know, okay?
Okay.
All right. So now, Chris, you will see several important emails from us soon. First, review your keywords list and let us know if you want to add or adjust. Just reply to the message. The keywords that we just had earlier, you will receive a list of that, okay? And if you have project photos, videos, send them directly or upload them to your dashboard or app. We use only high-quality, copyright-safe images. So if your submissions are low resolution, we will add industry stock photos of placeholders that you can revise at any time. So, do you approve of the use of stock photos or AI-generated images?
Yeah.
Okay. And your client dashboard login, which you should have already received, can be used to track calls, leads, search visibility, and campaign progress from anywhere on any device. And let's talk about the time frame and what to expect. So your online campaign will launch in phases. Your ads will be live in 7 to 14 days, depending on documentation needed. Your directories and Google Business profile will be optimized in parallel. So you should see meaningful results within 45 to 60 days. So please check your dashboard for real-time updates, because your growth is monitored daily, and we will meet regularly to review and refine the strategy. And as your business becomes more visible, you may get calls, even texts from scammers or competitors claiming to work for Google or offering unnecessary services for a fee. So if ever you're in doubt, forward those to us immediately and never pay for additional listings or services unless it's directly through Local Splash, okay?
Okay.
All right. And of course, Chris, we want to schedule your first campaign review in 3 weeks to go over your early results and next steps. So what day and time would work best for you so I can send you a calendar invite as a reminder? So 3 weeks from now, let me just pull up my calendar real quick. It's going to be the same day, Friday. Are you okay with May 1st. So I'm not sure. Okay, so I think we do have slots for the May 1st. Are you okay with the May 1st, or do you have any other day that you would like to schedule?
May 1st is fine.
Okay, what time do you want? 1 p.m.?
Yes.
Okay. That's 2:01 p.m. Anyways, I'm going to add you to the calendar invite so you will receive a reminder when we will call. And as I had mentioned earlier, Chris, I will do a test call to your call tracking number to make sure that it works perfectly fine. It's good to see if you'll be able to answer your first call in your tracking number, but please note that that call will show up as a lead in your dashboard. However, since I'm not actually a real prospective customer for you, it will display as a not valid lead, but you will still be able to review and play it. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And this wraps up on onboarding. Thank you so much for investing your time. Your engagement sets you up for meaningful growth with Local Splash. But do you have any questions or concerns that I can help you out?
No, I think that's pretty much it.
Okay. And also, Chris, in 5 to 7 days, please review the information submitted via email and SMS. If anything is not accurate or needs updating, please reach out right away and we will adjust it. Our support line is 877-635-6225. We are open from 7 a.m. to 4 Pacific, that is Monday through Friday. We are also available by email, SMS, or chat. So please feel free to call us back because we are here to help. If we can't answer right away, we will return your call the same day or by the next business day. So please watch your emails and texts for a status update and expect a follow-up call in a few weeks to review campaign momentum and opportunities. Thank you again for having Local Splash as your digital growth partner. We look forward in helping you take the lead in the market. But then again, before I let you go, is there anything else that I can assist you?
Yes. Oh, quick question. How soon should I send on all the, like, you know how you send me all the emails with different information? What do you suggest? Like, how soon? Because I'm going out of town and we'll be back Monday. So my office would be closed Friday and Monday, and then they're going to open again on Tuesday.
Ooh, okay. Will they be able to provide us access and all the we need through the email today or no?
No, they're closed today.
Oh, they're closed already today. Okay.
Yeah.
And on weekends, we'll not be able to do it, right?
No, we don't work on a weekend.
Okay. Can they do it as soon as they return on Tuesday?
Yeah, they can do it on Tuesday. But that's what I was saying, because that's the day we'll be back. Well, we'll be back Monday, but we're not going to be back till like in the afternoon, I would think. So that, they won't be able to get in the office Monday, but they'll be able to get in the office 8 a.m. Tuesday morning.
Gotcha. All right. I'll let it here. I really do hope that they can provide the access as soon as possible. But anyways, we're done with the client interview, so we will start setting up the account. And once they provide us access on Tuesday, then from there we can also start working another process.
Okay. And then once everything is completed and everything is submitted, how long does it take for us to first generate like our first lead and then like to see the advertisements?
Okay, good question. So for your first lead, I'm not going to able to answer you the specific day, but you do have Facebook ads, right? And your Facebook ads, once you're done creating your Facebook business page and you will add us as admin to that Facebook page through the email that I sent you, we will be able to, we do have a timeline of 7 to 14 days for your Facebook ads. So we will be running the ads already. And you will not be able to see your ads on your Facebook page because you are not the target market, okay? So maybe from that span of time, you'll be able to receive ads. But for your Google Business Profile, we do have the time frame of 2 to 3 weeks because we want to make sure that you will be optimized well,
okay?
So also on your website, but on your website, we are only promoting it as is. So we're not touching your website because we can't work with a website that is not from our design. So if ever you want us to create a new layout for your website, you can think about this, Chris. There's no extra cost. Just let us know anytime.
Okay.
And if you will be the one who's going to create the website, it needs to say we can do changes and touch the website. Okay. So to answer your question, we do have 7 to 14 days for the ads. And also, for the overall results, we always let the client know that we do have the 45 to 60 days for the overall results.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And do you have any other questions?
No, I think that's pretty much it.
Okay. But then again, if you have more questions or you need assistance, please reach out at 877-635-6225 so we can assist you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much for your time, Chris. Enjoy the rest of the day. Enjoy the weekends. Enjoy
Alistair. Thank you, you too.
Okay. Bye-bye.